Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Henderson. Batting third. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The catcher, Terry Steinbach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Mike Gallego. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Mike Bordick. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Eric Shaw. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Glennallen Hill. Batting second. The shortstop, Felix Fermin. Batting third. The third baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The DH, Carlos Martinez. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Aldred. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Chris James. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Mark Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Greg Swindell. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson strikes out. 1 out. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Bell fumbles the ball. That's an error on Bell. Henderson goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco hits a fly ball into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Steinbach reaches second base with a double. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glennallen Hill is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hill strikes out. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fermin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Berga takes first base on ball 4. Fermin moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on show. Fermin moves to third. Berga moves to second. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Fermin scores. Berga moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Berga tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Martinez moves to second. Mike Aldred is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Aldred hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego hits a line drive into center field. Hill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schofields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bordick strikes out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Furman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 0-for-1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Glenallan Hill is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill strikes out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Henderson. Furman reaches second base with a double. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Berga hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Furman scores. It's 3-1, Indians. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Bell is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Cole now playing center field. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Steinbach strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGwire is 0 for 1 in the game. McGwire hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Aldrete is 0 for 1 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gallego scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 0 for 1 in the game. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lansford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gallego is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallego strikes out. Two outs. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 1 in the game. Bordick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cole bunts towards the mound. Show fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Furman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Furman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive towards first. McGwire catches it and steps on first to double up Furman. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground for a single. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Henderson is 0 for 2 in the game. Henderson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Canseco reaches second base with a double. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Steinbach is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Steinbach hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Canseco scores. It's 4-3, Athletics. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Alomar fields it and throws to first for the out. Steinbach moves to second. One out. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGwire is 0 for 2 in the game. McGwire hits a ball on the ground towards third. Berga fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinbach moves to third. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Gallego is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gallego is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a pop-up towards first. McGuire settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Aldrete is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Aldrete is 0-for-2 in the game. Aldrete hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schofields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Show. Aldrete moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Show covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0-for-2 in the game. Bordick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lewis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Henderson strikes out. Two outs. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Canseco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Canseco hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-3, Athletics. Rudy Cines now pitching. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Steinbach is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Klink now pitching. Mark Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lewis is 0-for-2 in the game. Lewis strikes out. One out. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-1 in the game. Cole hits a fly ball into left field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Fermin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Fermin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Fermin hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. James moves to second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. McGuire is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McGuire moves to second. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lansford is 0 for 3 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Gallego batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gallego is 0 for 3 in the game. Gallego hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing right field. Vance Law now playing third base. Carlos Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Martinez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martinez hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Athletics. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby pinch hits for Mike Aldrete. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby now playing first base. Sean Hillig is now pitching. Mike Bordick is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Bordick is 0 for 3 in the game. Bordick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Alomar and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Henderson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Henderson is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Henderson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Canseco is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Canseco hits a line drive beyond short. Furman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Terry Steinbach is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Steinbach is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Steinbach hits a fly ball into right field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Henderson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 8-4, Athletics. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Wilson hits a fly ball into center field. Cole settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Chitrin now pitching. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bordick scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Brown pinch hits for Mark Lewis. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alex Cole is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cole is 0-for-2 in the game. Cole hits a line drive towards the mound. Chitrin catches it and throws to first to double up Brown. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 8, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.